Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me now Republican Senator Mark Jansen of Gaines Township. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well. A very busy time at the Capitol this week. And in the last 2 days, there's been a flurry of activity. Initially wanted to talk to you about what some folks are calling the 80-20 bill, clearing the Senate yesterday. And then we'll move on and talk about some big action and movement on the budget today. The 80-20 bill you sponsored, which has mandates that public employees will pay 20% of their health care premiums, and that passed in the Senate yesterday. What was the impetus behind sponsoring that bill?
Well, I sponsored it starting about 3 years ago or so, just seeing our structural problems in the state of Michigan during the Granholm administration and looking for ways really to help our structural problems get corrected, and had hearings on the private sector and what happens when it comes to their benefits. And they were all saying they're paying 21 to 28%. Now it's more like 20-some over to the 30-plus percent that privates are paying for their health care. So the private sector doesn't really line up with the public sector in a large cost to the state of Michigan. In fact, if you just look at education, it's about $540 million a year that if you did 80-20, could be put back into the schools themselves, because that's the money stays there. So that's really why I did it.
And it sailed through. There was only one Republican who crossed over and voted with the Democrats. Were you pleased with that showing?
You know, I was very pleased. I could tell you I was expecting 20 votes, and when it was all said and done, I think I've been kind of educating them in the process, talking through it with them. And at the end, I think the strong vote just shows that this is very important for us to kind of get back on track at the state.
Well, and you have just mentioned that you've been working on this this one for 3 years. And Governor Rick Snyder, when he came in, said he was looking to reinvent and reform. Is this a form of that reform?
I truly believe it is a reform. And I'm not trying to pick on any employees, because it's going to happen to me also in this process. It is just trying to find, you know, kind of where is the new Michigan going to be? And unfortunately for all of us, if you're in a public job, it's not like it used to be. And we are going to have to pay for those benefits in ways that are happening at the private sector. And, you know, it's hard, but it's got to change for us to be able to stay in business as a state.
Well, and when you brought up, I'm not trying to pick on employees, and of course that's exactly what the other side is saying, that's what's happening is state employees, teachers, et cetera, are being picked on.
Well, I mean, I've heard that. I've seen it on Facebook from Senator Whitmer, and you know, really, let's be honest about this. If she really, or anybody, wants to say that money stays in the school system, the state's not taking those savings. It's just saying employees are going to have to pay 20%, and any of those savings can be put right back in the classroom. The local school could decide that saves us X amount of dollars. That can all be saving teachers' jobs. It could be put into classroom investments that they haven't been able to do, whatever. So I'm not taking the money. The state's not taking the money. It just is freeing up money at the local level. As we've struggled with cuts, you know, this is an opportunity for them to be able to keep some of those dollars and find savings that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
Now, this limit will go into effect on January 1st. My understanding is it doesn't do anything or reverse current bargaining contracts, but would take effect after those would expire. Am I correct on that?
You are correct.
Okay. Going back in, so the money is just going to kind of could be refunneled right back into the system, as you say.
But it will stay in whatever local unit you're talking about. This 20% savings stays in their bank account, I guess you would say, and then that local school board is going to decide how do we deal with these savings. If they were going to cut the following things, are they going to now not cut them? Are they going to put more in classrooms? They're going to have to decide what to do with it. I'm not telling them how to do it. I'm just helping them find these savings. The ironic part, though, is let's remember that the local schools could have been doing this for the last generation, and many have chosen not to do that. And so we are doing something that could have been done, and we've done it now, and we're helping them out, and let's move on. Let's get this taken care of. So.
The option, and frankly, I'm a little confused about it, going passing through without putting a hard cap on those costs. What does that mean to me?
Well, really why I stuck with the 80-20, the hard cap, and there's different versions of people talking about it, but when you use a hard cap, and again, depending on the hard cap that you use, it can really affect a certain group of people in a much harder way than other groups of people. And when I look at that, I have to figure out, you know, how can I say it's okay to hit one group of employees harder than others? By what I did with the 80-20, the local school board and superintendent can say, we're gonna graduate who pays how much. So if you make less than $25,000, you make more than 40,000. You know, they can do that. Mm-hmm. By the way, we did it with the 80-20. So I allow them basically to choose the way they want to spread the cost to the employees. Maybe it's based on their incomes. It gives them that flexibility. The hard cap really ends up hurting some employees more than others. And for me, I had trouble kind of saying this was okay. Doesn't say we're not going to get there yet, but it just seemed a bit unfair in the process.
And moving on to the subject, we've gotten word today that indeed a deal has been reached on the fiscal budget 2012. What are your thoughts and reaction on what you know of that today?
Well, I think for most of us, I'm on appropriations also, and we've said our goal is to try to pay off our debts. We have structural costs, and these debts end up taking away from our general funds because we're going to pay those debts off. So many of us have said we want to help with these one-time dollars of this, you know, better revenues coming in. Let's offset those costs. And in an area in particular, we've said we want in the K-12 system to reduce some of their long-term costs, whether it's in pensions or some kind of a benefit area. We're committed to investing in those areas, reducing those debts, so the local schools may have some of their costs reduce, kind of, you know, in what they have to pay. So that's what we have talked about. That's what I believe we're going to end up doing kind of in this process. And part of it is we're going to put money in a bank account, savings account, rainy day fund, whatever you want to call it, because right now we have, you know, almost nothing in our savings. And that helps us with cash flow, again, makes us a more stable, better state. So we're trying to look long term, and if we're going to spend any extra money, if you will, that's come in, I know many of us are pushing for let's make it on one-time expenditures. So I think you're going to see a big push for that.
And you brought up Senator Gretchen Whitmer earlier in our talk, sir, and she's saying today that Republicans kind of, my word, reneged on the deal. For education to put some of that revenue from the consensus estimating conference back in. She said it wasn't enough. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I really like Senator Whitmer, but I think, you know, I always ask the question, what's enough? And, you know, we're going to reduce the foundational grant cut. I think the numbers I've seen is really close to make it a $200 rather than $300, and investing some of these other dollars into best practices and long-term reform and reducing their costs in structural problems. So I think there's really a lot of money going into K-12 through what just happened with this consensus revenue. And so, again, maybe she's not counting some of those dollars. Maybe she just wanted to flat reduce the foundation cut. I think what Republicans are saying is we're going to try to help the schools, but we're also going to try to help them reduce their structural costs, which, you know, it's not as, you know, maybe exciting, but it is. Those are real costs, and we got to we're going to try to, I think, help in that process now.
Well, sir, thank you very much for your time this afternoon and walking us through this process. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Senator Mark Jansen, a Republican out of Gaines Township, 28th District. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.